Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Hi. I'm John Bell, and I have the pleasure of filling in for Joyce today on Joyce Barry and Friends.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Well, today's topic is going to be an unusual one. But as a matter of fact, next year I will be celebrating my 80th birthday. And in discussions with Joyce, we decided to talk about life beginning at age 80. Now, you may think that's a stretch some, but not for me, and I hope after our discussion this morning, it won't be for you either. I found this poem online several months ago, which kind of relates to the topic that I'm going to be talking about. And it was written by a gentleman named Henry Lefevre, and it goes like this. When I was young, I lived it up and burned the candle at both ends. But now that past is left behind, and I have changed those awful trends. I have begun anew, it seems, and I will start to hoard my time. For now I think that I'll admit that I am finally past my prime. Therefore I'll sleep from 9 to 9, and then take a walk once I have eaten. I'll take it easy from then on, because if I don't race, I can't be beaten. But just to keep my mind in shape, my muse and I have made a pact. I'll write at least one poem per week as part of my declared contrast. I love that poem, but I especially love the line that goes like this. If I don't race, I can't be beat. And one of the most important things about life at 80 and beyond is that so much of the rat race that we have participated in all our lives can finally be put aside. The struggle to become a business success, the struggle to get an education and to grow, although that lasts a lifetime, the struggle to accomplish those things eases. The struggle to build a relationship, the struggle to raise a family, the struggle to pay bills, the struggle that daily life imposes on you for most of your life. But I have to tell you that by age 80, many of those struggles can be put down. Much of the stress and pressure of daily life can be eliminated or at the very least reduced. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today when I talk about life beginning at 80. There's a gentleman named Frank Laubach who some years ago, I think it was around 2006, wrote a letter about life beginning at 80. And his first line was what impressed me most. It begins with this line. I have good news for you. The first 80 years are the hardest. The second 80, well, they're just a succession of birthday parties. Well, there is a kind of feeling in both Henry Lefebvre's poem and Frank Laubach's line that kind of suggests that life after 80 is a sedentary, quiet, relaxed, laid-back kind of existence. But I'm here to tell you that that's not necessarily so. I offer the fact and the truth that if that's what you want it to be, it can indeed be a kind of laid-back, quiet, relaxed life. But if you want it to be more, there are so many opportunities for generating new life, new direction, new examples for life, and new opportunities and challenges. And that's hopefully what I'm going to be talking about to you. Because it's a matter of fact, next year I'm going to celebrate my 80th birthday. And I've been asked by a lot of people what it's like to reach this point in my life. And I respond that, to me, life begins at 80. And before I even go into that, first, the alternative to growing old is dying young. And that's never been an attractive choice to me. I hope it's not one to you either. So growing old should not be something we decry. It should be something we celebrate. The opportunity to live a long life gives us so many blessings. For example, I feel blessed now to have lived long enough to often be the oldest person in the room. That happens to me just about every day. I am often the oldest person in the room. And I'm also blessed to have these wrinkles on my face, these wrinkles that have been produced by years of smiles and laughter and kidding around and play and even some frowns of sorrow and disappointment. They're all recorded comfortably on my face, as they probably are on yours if you're getting up in years. And yes, I wonder who that old guy is, the one I see in the bathroom mirror every morning. But being able to see that image reminds me that it is so much better to be able to look in the mirror and see that older face. It is so much better than the many, many people I have known who unfortunately died before they could grow comfortable in their wrinkled skin. And it's especially sad when I realize that some of them grew old even before they grew up. And that's one of the challenges of growing older. Now, why then do I say that life begins at 80? Well, I want to go back for a moment to the poem that Henry Lefebvre wrote, that question of not being in the race means you can't be beat, you can't lose. Well, the races in life continue. They just change in nature. And at 80 and beyond, you're now racing to make your life full of quality events. Less of it is involved with doing a job and raising a family and all of the things I mentioned a little while ago. So that you participate in life's race to make it joyful and happy and complete and full. It's easier to say than I think that what I think, because now I care less about what other people think. And let me explain that to you. I find out that it is easier to say what I think and to think what I want to think. And as I said, it's not because I don't respect other people's opinions, but what I have discovered is that it's not necessary for me to censor myself and to bend my will, my ideas, to the will and ideas of other people. I don't question myself as much anymore. I've granted myself a very interesting grant. I have granted myself to be right or to be wrong, and to speak my mind no matter what, and to laugh at my mistakes. And I realize that it's not my job to change the world anymore. And in the final analysis, what I think and what I believe are guideposts for living my life. They don't need to make sense to you or anyone else. I rely often on the kindness of others to kind of pretend that I am making sense even when I am not. But the freedom to speak my mind, to express myself, to let out long-held beliefs and thoughts and ideas that perhaps I was afraid to express years ago because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, or I didn't want to lose my job, or I didn't want to lose a friendship. All of those things were restrictions on my freedom to say and think, to think and say what I really believed. And at age 80, I don't worry about that anymore. I'm free to do those things. And there's more. Being 80 allows me freedom to, hey, do things like sing along with the songs of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Those are the songs I heard when I was young, the songs I grew up with. The songs that still reverberate in my head. I still know the words. I still know a lot of things about that time. You know, I remember when movies were 20 cents. Gasoline was just 21 cents a gallon. And how about a loaf of bread for a dime and a dozen eggs for 64 cents? Now, a lot of people say, well, what good is that? That's just nostalgic information. It has no value. I disagree. At age 80, looking back to those years allows me to compare what life and times were like then to what the life and times are today. And that doesn't necessarily mean that there is a benefit to today's world that overshadows the old world, the good old days, as we say. But there is a benefit to being able to compare the two and to take from the old days those values and truths which should hold forth today, and to see what changes we have made in our lives today that make things better than they were when gas was 21 cents a gallon. I've also discovered that it's free to be engaged in a time when things have changed as far as friendships and neighborhoods are concerned. For example, when I was a child, neighborhoods were filled with people you knew, and the neighbors looked out for each other. I can still hear the voices of my neighbors calling out to me blocks from my home, Johnny Bell, you had better cut that out or I'll call your mother. Well, everybody in the world at that time to me seemed like they were my parents. And the value of that kind of adult concern made it safe for all of us kids on the street. When respect for others was a practice in those days, not just a promise. So I've come to believe, even if irrationally for me, those were some pretty good old days. And some of those values still have a place in our world today. And we ought not to put them down just because they existed in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes it's worthwhile looking back and seeing the benefits that can be derived from old values and old ideas. And I think, again, that perspective at age 80 allows me to look forward in many, many instances with ideas and thoughts that are helpful to dealing with today's situation because I had the experience of those good old days. So while I do not promote the immediate transfer of all the old days into the present days, that'd be foolish. I do advocate, though, for looking back occasionally and examining some of the values, some of the ideas, some of the practices of those days, and seeing if they have an application in today's world. And I'm free now to do that, and to offer up those suggestions. And you know what's very interesting? For those people who haven't yet reached my age, they think these are brand new ideas. And I'll get a pat on the back saying, John, what a great idea. How did you come up with that? Well, actually, I didn't come up with that. It was part of my life when I was 12, 14, 15 years of age. And the fact that you don't know that makes it appear that I've come up with a brand new idea. Again, one of the benefits of looking at the world from age 80. You know, but I'm also free at age 80 to shed a tear over lost opportunities and lost friendships and lost love. Because tears now don't define my manhood any longer. My honesty, my integrity, my value system, my actions, my behavior, they're much better, I think, measures of who I am and how much of a man I am. So I no longer trouble myself when life changes direction on me. That's another one of the freedoms I've acquired. There are few things now I understand that are meant to last forever. And I know that I'll never let the child in me die, but I accept the fact that God shakes things up from time to time whenever he wants us to see life with new eyes. And even at age 80, we are capable of seeing life with new eyes. We're able to look into the future with an understanding of how the past has built this future and how the past has built this present and aims us toward our future. And that long line, that long vision, I think, is a powerful tool in dealing with today's problems and in today's world. So I am convinced that there are many, many freedoms that come with the idea of becoming 80 years old. We'll be right back right after this.
I'm gonna wash that boss right out of my hair. Gonna walk out of my cubicle right out of my chair. Now the sky is the limit and the sky's in the air. Cause I'll be on my way. I'm gonna work from home and I choose to succeed. I'm gonna make my own hours, oh yes sir indeed. I'm going to be my own boss, it's me I will lead. And I'll be on my way. How much I earn, it's up to me, up to me. Who's a master coach? That's Joyce Berry, Joyce Berry. Now it's time for me to shine. Yes, sister. I'm gonna wash that boss right out of my hair. Cause now I work for myself, yes, that I will share. Make your own opportunities if you do dare. And you'll be on your way. Yes, you'll be on your way.
Hi, I'm John Bell, filling in for Joyce Barry this morning. And we're talking about life beginning at 80. And what I'm trying to do is to help all of you who are listening understand that life at 80 can be a brand new and wonderful experience. It creates freedoms from stresses and pressures of the past. It allows us to really fully develop who we want to be and what our life has been about. So life doesn't stop as we grow older. It becomes enriched. It presents to us opportunities for doing new things, thinking new thoughts, and moving in new directions. Now, I understand that not everything I've learned over all these years, not every experience I've had is worth remembering. And a lot of folks worry about loss of memory and stuff as they grow older. That may be a natural development of the aging process. But nowadays, there's so many things we can do to improve our memories, to keep our memories strong. And I suggest that we do that because, again, the ability to apply the memories of the past to the life problems of the present and to the predictions of the future is a valuable tool that at age 80 we alone possess. And I also know that while I may forget some incidental things, because, as I said, not everything in life is worth remembering, I have no trouble remembering the important things in my life. Best of all, I know that I always remember the thousands of happy moments, times I shared with people I love, the moments in my life that left an indelible mark on me and those that contributed to making me the person I am, all of that kind of comes together at age 80, comes together gradually, but by age 80, it's pretty much all in place. And there is a comfort zone that comes with knowing who you are and knowing what you were about. We have a caller, I think, on the line, and I'm going to go to that caller and see how they feel about what we're talking about so far this morning. Let's see. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I'm not getting hearing you very well, sir. Hello. Hello. You're on the line. This is 434-825-4175.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't know my line was open. I am Rory, and this is Bobby here in Virginia, and I am enjoying your show so much. And
well,
I understand
you.
When you say life happens after 40, that's when you really start after 80. You sound like you're about 25. When I got on, I was like, you say he's 80 years old? Well, so I am enjoying listening to you, and I actually like to hang out with people that are 80 years young because they know a lot, and they can share a lot, and you can learn a lot.
Absolutely, and we can learn a lot from each other. One of the blessings of reaching age 80 is that if you are open to it, you can continue to learn from people who are 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years younger than you. The opportunities for learning and for growth are always there. But the perspective that we bring to things when we've reached this age, when we've reached 80, our 80s, is we are able to evaluate things in a much better way. We're able to determine what works and what doesn't work, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. So
amen.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
No, I was saying amen to that. And one quick thing, I was blessed to meet a lady that was 106 years old. And to
wow.
meet her was like a really amazing blessing because she could remember where she got all the knickknacks in her house, where she got them, what year she got them. And I'm going like, okay, wow. I want to be like that, right? And it was really amazing to meet her.
That's absolutely true, and I've had that exact same experience. My mother died just 2 years ago at the age of 97, and her life experiences, she was sharp right up till the end. Her life experiences have enriched my life, hearing from her about growing up as a young girl and her first job and earning her first dollar and what dating was like when she was a young woman, and her meeting my father and getting married. Those stories have enriched my life. They are so important to get to know those things and also to see the wisdom that comes with age. That's not just a cliche. There is a level of wisdom that comes with having had 80 years of life experience. I recognize that, and I accept it, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
We have another caller on the line. Let's see. This is caller on the phone number is, hold on, let's see if I can get that one for you. I'm having some problem. That phone number. Here we go. That phone number is 414-852-4552. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, John, Mary Ann from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always listen to Joyce's show every day, and it's great to hear you. And I hope you live to 103, because that's how old my grandfather was. So
fantastic.
Just enjoying the show, and many blessings to you.
Thank you. Did you get to know your grandfather well before he passed away?
Oh, yes. Yep, yep.
Well, I'm sure
him,
you. Go ahead.
his secret was two Brandy Manhattans before dinner every night, and he would clog every morning, and he would always tap his thymus gland. Do you know the thymus gland?
Yes.
It's in your chest above your heart, and he would just always keep tapping it. We'd be going, Grandpa, what's that about? And he said, oh, just keeping the heart going. So.
Yeah, what's interesting, too, is when you talk to people who have reached up into their 80s and 90s and beyond, they all have their little tricks for survival. The ones who say they have to have two cups of coffee every day or walk a mile every day or whatever the case may be, they all have little tricks. And you know what? It's important sometimes to pay attention to them, because sometimes hidden in what looks like a kind of foolish or silly activity lies one of the clues to longevity. So we should never dismiss the behaviors and habits of the elderly. They know something sometimes that we don't know. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, John. Have a blessed day.
And you too. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks.
And let's see. We've got another caller here. See if I can get this one. This is 434. Hello, 434-825-4175. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, this is Bobby again. I just wanted to say one quick thing. I really enjoy meeting people that are young, 80 years young and beyond, because mm-hmm. they have so much history. And I'm really into history, and I read a lot. And, you know, historical and history really fascinates me, because I'll sit there and I'll be like, you know, it just amazes me how much people could do with so little back in the day, and now people got all these modern things and they can't do nothing.
Absolutely.
And they need to learn from the younger people.
Absolutely. I appreciate that so much, and thank you for calling back.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. Oh, we had another call. So before I proceed, let's see who this is. This is 414-852-4552. Hi, what's your name? Hello? Well, I think we lost that call. All right, let me get back to what I was saying about life beginning at 80. And now that I'm going to be 80 next year, I've become a lot kinder to myself and to other people. And I know that's a factor of having grown and reached this age. I've kind of become my own best friend. You know, I like myself now. I've learned to tell quickly the good things in life from the bad things, the right from the wrong. I finally come to a place where I don't have to suffer fools easily. I don't have time for people who are full of anger or hatred or negative attitudes about life. And I place too much real value on my friendships to regret even one of them. So I know that I will never understand the complaints I hear from some people, from too many people, as a matter of fact, people who are racist or have religious intolerance or sexism, prejudice of any kind against any one of God's children. I don't understand that, and I no longer struggle with the need to understand it. I realize now that that kind of negative thinking has no place in life, and so I look forward to opportunities to enlarge people's understanding of the need to love one another and to appreciate one another and to have respect for one another. It's the old idea of Imago Dei, seeing in every other human being an image of God. And our religious teaching tells us that all of us are God's children, and we need to stop being so separative in our ways, so racist or sexist or ageist or whatever the case may be. I've discovered, too, that some of my very best friends without fail have been fantastic women. Now, I know that throughout most of my life, I shared with other men the idea that there was kind of a war between the sexes, that men and women would never understand each other, and that women are crazy. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, whatever the title of that book was some years ago that came out. But I've realized now at age 80 that my very best friends happen to be women. And it's not that I have anything against men, but it seems that I kind of understand men. Having been one for 80 years almost, I kind of know what men are about. But the discovery of how women think and what they feel has been so enlightening and so enriching for me in these later years. Being able to allow myself to appreciate the feminine part of my own psyche, my own body, my own thoughts, and to realize that when I allow myself to do that, my feelings about women change. And I'm able to find a common ground that perhaps when I was 25, I was totally unaware of. And I'll have to tell you, I've been blessed. I've been blessed to have met and to have loved some of the most wonderful, loving, and special women that have ever been on this planet. I have been blessed to have been married to two very wonderful human beings, two great women. I have three children by my first wife and a stepson by my second wife. And I have to tell you that there is no way that I would have missed the opportunity to have shared the years I shared with those two women had I been given a choice. Well, and you know what? Yes, over the years, my heart's been broken. I've been disappointed at times. How could it not be? One of the things that you realize when you reach the age of 80 is that things are not always the way you would like them to be. I've been disappointed, had my heart broken when evil sometimes seemed to have won the day, when some of the things I see going on around me disappoint me and want to weaken my belief in the general goodness of human beings. But I know that in the final analysis, most of us are trying to be the best people we can be. And I want to give people for that, give people credit for that effort. I get upset sometimes when what I consider to be fairness and justice seems to get lost. But that bothers me, because what else is more important in life than being fair in our dealings with others and being just in the way we react to other people, the way we look at the way they live their lives? It bothers me when one of my children seems to be hurt for some reason. And when I reflect on my life as a parent, I realize I could have done a much better job. I think right now at 80 is the time I should be having kids, because now I know enough to be the kind of parent I wish I had been during all those years. I also have to think back and be disappointed sometimes whenever I have disappointed someone I love, or when a heartfelt love that I was experiencing ended for some reason. But you know what? And I honestly believe this, that broken hearts would give us a kind of inner strength and an understanding and a compassion. A heart that's never been broken has had to have been kept in isolation. It has to be sterile. It's unused. It's never really known the joy of having loved or having been loved. So allowing ourselves to grow in love and appreciation of one another is, again, one of the benefits of life beginning at 80. We now can look back and realize that even those people in our closest relationships who rankled us at times, who at times things didn't work out, who maybe a relationship didn't work out or a marriage didn't work out, it doesn't mean that we have to lump those people in some kind of failure category. For me, none of those experiences are representative of failure. They are representative of the lessons that had to be learned. And again, looking forward from 80 allows you to see and understand those lessons and hopefully to apply them to the years you have left in your life. So, yes, there have been disappointments. There have been sadness in my life. But each of them has brought with it, with that sadness, with that disappointment, a lesson. And if you have the courage to examine those situations and to find the lesson buried deeply sometimes in some of them, you can apply those lessons to the years after 80, and you can make those years after 80 much more genuine, much more loving, much more enjoyable, and much more challenging and new. Now, one of the bad things about reaching the age of 80 also teaches me a lesson, and that is the loss of people you love. And that comes with living a long life. And anyone who is beginning to get up in years must already begin to realize that. And overcoming that feeling that you're being left behind by your generation, the loss of friends and family, they're among the things that hurt the most. But they also teach us something. Because in learning to miss them and still going on with your life, you realize that while you may be apart, they will always be a part of you. And you also begin to realize and can look forward to understanding the incredible contribution that they have made to who you are. And you get now at age 80 to thank God for placing them in your life, even if they were only there for a short time. So, in case you haven't noticed, I embrace the blessing of reaching 80. And I pray that my mistakes that I've made, and there have been many down through the years, will be eventually forgiven. And that the trajectory of my life has been basically positive. And I mean, what more can we look for in life except the need to understand that what we've tried to do is to lead a positive and acceptable life. And I'll be back with more right after this.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you.
So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one worldwide radio show.
Hi, I'm John Bell once again, hosting for Joyce, Barry this morning. And we've been talking about life beginning at age 80. And to many people, that may sound like a ridiculous claim. But for me, it's become very real. And I hope that in some small way, I'm beginning to convince you that you should not look forward to aging with trepidation and fear. That life can begin even at 80. And I proceed from this point. I will be 80 next year. I proceed from this point pretty much, you know, liking myself as a person. You know, I'm still working on some things, and I know I'm not going to live forever, but I also know that while I'm still here, I'm not going to waste time regretting what might have been or worrying too much about what might be. So many people bog down their lives, reliving their past, a past they cannot change, a past they cannot make different, a past they cannot escape. That past is part of who they are, and they ought not to be bemoaning it. You don't want to waste your time regretting those things, or on the other hand, worrying too much about what might be, what the future may be. So many wise people have said, the only time we really have is now. And folks, I got to tell you, there are many, many moments in my day when I am totally unaware of the fact that I am 80, because I am so involved in living the moment I am in and dealing with the problems, the benefits, the joys, the happiness, the sorrow, whatever it is, of this moment that I am now experiencing, that I don't waste time anymore regretting yesterday's failure or yesterday's success or whatever the case may be, nor do I waste a lot of time thinking about the future. I have learned to live in the now, to live in this moment. And again, that's why we have to learn to begin to appreciate life beginning at 80. So I'm going to approach all these new waypoints next year, as I said, will be my 80th birthday, like this birthday coming in, with the excitement of a new opportunity to love life. That's what I am being given, a new opportunity to love life, a new opportunity to fill it with excitement and with joy and with adventure. There is still that potential for a grand adventure, for a new challenge to the way I think. And so life to me begins with each new sunrise, whether you're 8 or 80. The challenges and opportunities of life are presented anew every single morning. We get a chance to begin life again. And as the Dalai Lama said, every day, think as you wake up, today I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I am going to use all my energy to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I am going to have kind thoughts toward others, and I am not going to get angry or think badly about others. I am going to benefit others as much as I can. And it's also a time when we should accept the challenge posed by Langston Hughes in one of his famous poems when he said, "Hold fast to your dream, for if dreams die, life is but a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." So even at 80, my friends, we want to remember to hold fast to our dream, because buried in those dreams is our hope for the future, is our recognition of the opportunities that each new day brings us, that each new sunrise provides us, with each new opportunity we have to experience a new day. And I am suggesting to you that that is the way we begin to make life begin at 80. It is to recognize that each new morning is an opportunity to build an addition onto the house that is your life, an opportunity to read another book, to study another idea, to make a new friend, to meet new challenges, to start a new business, to open up opportunities that you never had before. Life need not be a matter of, well, it's all over for me now because I'm well up in years. Nobody wants me and nobody cares. People will want you and people will care based upon the amount of energy and joy and happiness you bring with you when you interact with them. If you are an anchor around their neck, if you are old and tired and complaining all the time, of course people will not enjoy your company. But if you can bring a spirit of enlightenment, a spirit of joy, a spirit of learning, a spirit of challenge to the way you live your life, you will find that people gravitate to that kind of experience. People want to be more a part of it. People want to be involved with it in a way that, I guess, generates in them the feeling that they are less afraid of reaching the 80s and 90s and beyond without perhaps the problem of fearing being aged. And in just a moment, I'd like to kind of summarize what we've been talking about today and go back to that, perhaps right after this message.
Here is success coach Joyce Berry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when?
Hi, that was Joyce once again, and as I explained to you a number of times this morning, I'm filling in for Joyce. My name is John Bell, and I've been talking to you about life beginning at 80. And I wonder sometimes whether or not some of the people who listen to me talk about my life at this age, at this stage in my life, whether they believe that I mean what I say. Well, I retired from a long career in radio about 3 years ago. And for a time, for a little while, it seemed to me that life was over. I wondered, what am I going to do now that I don't have to get up every morning and go out to a job? I don't have to be someplace at exactly 7 o'clock every morning, or whatever the case may be. That I don't have a set of responsibilities that tug at me every moment of the day. And for a time, that kind of left me feeling a little empty. The feeling that I wasn't useful anymore. There wasn't any need for me in the world anymore. That there wasn't a requirement that I get up every morning. Getting up in the morning and sitting on the side of the bed and saying, okay, what do I do today? Has led me to also understand that one of the things about growing older that is important is we should plan for it. We should begin to develop ideas and thoughts about how we want to live our lives when we reach 75 or 80 or when we retire. And that kind of informs our ability to live life with joy and happiness and experience and challenge when we reach that age. So I am advocating, and I say to all of you now, if you're approaching the latter stages of your life, that you begin making some plans for how you are going to live that life when you are retired, when you do reach the years where you're not running marathons anymore necessarily, or your family has been raised and is now out raising their own family, when you don't have to work anymore to earn a living. It's important that you begin to look forward to those years and not see them with fear in your heart, but to understand that they present to you a plethora, a huge number of opportunities to do the things you put aside. For example, one of the blessings of being 80 again is that I can look back at all of those things I didn't do earlier in my life because I either didn't have the time or I didn't have the money, or some other objection came up to my doing it. Now, I can consider the possibility that perhaps I'll do that. Perhaps I have an opportunity to study photography, to learn a new language, to travel to some foreign country, to do the things that I always wanted to do that I couldn't do before. And part of looking forward from 80 is realizing that, is getting up in the morning and saying, you know what? I've got a whole day that I can use constructively. I've got a whole week or month or year. And because we never know how long our lives will be, whatever years stretch out ahead of us from 80 and beyond are years we can employ to enrich our lives and to benefit the lives of others, to help other people become better people through the experience they can gain from us. So you've got to begin to look at each day as an opportunity to recreate yourself, to become a new and different person. And believe me, it can be done. It can be done if we open our hearts and our minds to the challenges all around us. I work as a volunteer with a substance abuse program, which requires me to meet with teenagers, with school-age children, and talk to them about the dangers of abusing alcohol and drugs. And it's an enriching experience. It allows me a number of things. First of all, to impart some understanding and hopefully some wisdom about those dangers. And secondly, though, it's an opportunity to interact with young people. And that's another one of the great opportunities that life after 80 presents, that life begins at 80 presents, is the opportunity to go back and learn from young people. There is no generational divide so great that we should accept it as separating us from the young or from the middle-aged. That generational divide thing is a construct of those who don't want to take the time to understand one another. But at age 80, you should have the wisdom and the willingness to look back on life and to realize that there are lessons that can be learned from everyone, from every human being you encounter in your life. It's been said that everyone you meet in your life leaves a little bit of themselves with you. And I realize that now. Often I find myself sitting back and reflecting on a meeting, a chance meeting on a train or on a bus or at a meeting hall, or even sitting in a diner talking to someone and realizing that the information, the ideas, the value that passed between the two of us was important and was new for me. And it wouldn't matter how old I was, that life experience coming from another human being adds to my life experience and helps me to appreciate life in a way I would not have had I not had that experience. So again, life beginning at 80, it's an opportunity to take those hours, those days, those weeks, those months to get out into the world, to interact with other people, to make new friends. All of those are not only challenges, they are exciting. It's great to have the freedom to do those things. It's also great to be able to appreciate the growth and development of your own young people, your own family. I got some great news yesterday about my stepson, who I am so proud of, as I am proud of all three of my children. But my stepson is now in community college. He's going to get his two-year degree. He wants to pursue a career in police work and continue his education. He has a good job and a girlfriend who seems to be wonderful. That ability to appreciate those things is part of what I talk about when I say life begins at 80, is that to be able to look back and see people that you brought into the world, people you helped to educate and to raise and to give life and form and direction to, are living successful adult lives or are becoming successful adults. The pride you can take in their success, in their joy, in their happiness, in their ability to love and to be loved is incalculable. It's impossible to measure how important that can be. And so I hope that what I've begun to do this morning in exploring this idea of life beginning at 80 is beginning to make some sense. I hope that the years between me and perhaps you do not cloud or blot out the opportunity for us to share experience and share ideas, for you to see where I'm coming from and for me to see and understand where you might be coming from. It's important that we keep those bonds of communication going all of our lives. We need to be in a position to do that. So, for me, finally, each morning when I arise, I tend to ignore the little tweaks and twinges in my joints, the little aches and pains that may have gathered mysteriously during the night, and I remember to thank God for the generous gift of another day. So does life begin at 80? Oh, indeed it does. Life begins, as I said, with each new sunrise, with each new opportunity to experience joy and happiness and love, with each new opportunity to challenge what I think and what I believe, with each new opportunity to share happiness and joy and pleasure and love with other people. Those are the things that are the beginning of life in each day. Those are the things that make 80 or 60 or 40 or 90 worthwhile when we realize that in the final analysis, that's what it's all about, loving one another and being loved by others. I appreciate the time that you've given me this morning to talk about life begins at 80. Next year, as I said, I will be celebrating my 80th birthday. And I have to admit that when I was 20 or 30 years old, I never even thought about being 80 years of age. I never thought that that time would come for me. And I don't think that I really appreciated how fast the years were going to fly by. But in recent years, I have developed that appreciation. And so I want to leave you with this thought. Doesn't matter what age you are right now. I need you to understand that life indeed is short. and that we need to make the best of every single day that God has given us. We need to look forward with hope and anticipation, to accept the challenges and difficulties of life, to accept the pleasures and joys that life also brings, and to realize that we can be an active part of life for as long as we breathe. There is never a need to give up on life. There is never a need to retreat from life. There is never a need to feel like your life is over. It doesn't matter what your age is. As some people say, age is just a number. It's what's in your heart. It's what's in your mind. It's what's in your willingness to reach out and to grow as a human being every day. It's what is part of accepting the challenges of life and realizing that no matter what your age, you're up to it. You can still win victories. You can still win races. As James Lefevre said, if you don't race, you can't be beaten. Well, don't be so afraid of being beaten in any race you enter. Part of life's learning system is winning some and losing some. And I look forward to continuing to grow, continuing to win some battles, and perhaps to lose some battles. But I am doing it now with an understanding that all of them contribute to the quality of my life. So life begins at 80? Of course it does. It begins for you with each new day, with each new dawning, with each new morning. Thank you for joining me today on Joyce Barry and Friends. I appreciate the time and interest that you've given to today's show, and I hope that you will continue to listen to Joyce Barry. She produces an incredible show every single day, and you will find great benefit in hearing the things she has to say about life, the kinds of ideas she will bring to you, the opportunity, for example, for her to give you, to give me, rather, this opportunity to share with you my feeling about life beginning at 80. Joyce is also a life coach, and she has an understanding of life that can be beneficial to everyone. She knows that it's important for people to grow in each and every day and to understand the need to share love and understanding with other people. And so thank you again, Joyce, for allowing me the opportunity to share this time with your audience and to experience a little bit of what it's like to be a part of this show. Thank you so much again. Take care and have a great day.